Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, we got some Tay-Tay news this morning to kick things off. Brand new artist. Never heard of her before. She seems like a big deal, though. Tay-Tay, the story says the queen of marketing, is releasing a film in theaters to go along with her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. It's called Official Release Party of a Showgirl. Oh, yeah. Wow, they worked well on that one.
They sure
did. It's about 89 minutes long. Going to be in theaters October 3rd through the 5th, so just for a couple days. Tickets on sale already, about $12, since you know it's her 12th album.
Yes.
And then you'll get fees and stuff on top of that. So yeah. Anyway, the film's going to include the world premiere of her music video for her new single called The Fate of Ophelia. Some behind-the-scenes footage of making the album, some lyrics videos, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff. Actually, it's going to be shown at select Denver metro area theaters as well. Hmm. You can catch it at AMC Alamo Draft House, which you can win a pair of tickets with Katie Crush this week, and then Regal and Cinemark locations also showing the official release party of
I
a showgirl.
Like, I can't wait.
October through the 5th.
I've got my Tay-Tay t-shirts.
You should.
I've got my showgirl
Your
outfit.
Friendship bracelets? Do we have those
so
guys?
I have so many friendship bracelets.
Travis got her.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about it. On top of that, on Instagram on Saturday, she shared details about the luxurious vinyl and CD packaging for her upcoming album. It's going to be like got a good feel to it or something. I don't know. It's going to have stylish visuals. Ooh. She said she spent a lot of time figuring out how they can make this the best product ever. You want to hear her talking about it?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, God, if I have to. Yeah.
We wanted this album to feel like really luxurious and kind of as a nod to the luxury that a showgirl puts on when she's on stage. Meanwhile, like in the quick change room, she's like... Maybe that's just me. I don't know. The vinyl packaging, the CD packaging, the photographs, the photo cards, it's all just something I'm very proud of. And it took a lot of time to put together, a lot of concentration, a lot of organization, but hopefully it pays off. I hope the fans are happy.
She's sitting at home at her craft table with her tongue sticking out, like cutting out all the...
Yeah. Fans, she needs to make it like special. Like she should have some kind of like ASMR, you know, I don't know.
Like this
type thing, yes.
That right there.
That's she says
like
something.
Out of that entire thing. That's all I got out of it.
Yeah, I think it's a neat. It's just a neat way for her to connect to her fans even more.
Katie,
like
it is neat.
I thought about you even in this regard while making my album cover. I thought of how you were going to.
Well, her team did.
It. No, she
and told
did.
Her.
That's the thing about Tay. I do believe she has a huge hand involved in everything she does because she is that particular about everything. So I don't. I like that she does all this stuff because it makes me want to buy that album. Like I don't know.
I've seen some pictures. Her hands aren't that huge or heavy looking. But, okay. So the vinyls are going to have a poem inside, a unique poem. And unique images. I actually got a little snippet of the poem. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yeah,
yes.
Let's hear it.
Taylor's new album is shattering the charts while emptying wallets and breaking bank hearts. She's rolling in cash while I budget for bread. Guess I'll hum these new songs and cry in my bed.
That's
did good.
Did you just make up that poem,
no,
Jerry?
No, that's Taylor. That's Tay-Tay.
The breathing with it. Okay.
It's just a little sneak peek.
Regular Shakespeare.
I'm on all the blogs
there.
And everything, so I got a little taste of what the poem
okay.
is.
How
about
that.
This story? Matthew McConaughey. I was reading this weekend. I was like, we got to talk about this. He's got a marriage tip for a long-lasting, loving relationship. He says, sleep in a queen-size bed. Get rid of the damn king-size bed. It's not good for marriage. Get rid of that SOB. He says, we ended up getting a queen-size bed. Now we're shoulder to shoulder, and I'm telling you, it's good for your marriage. He says he doesn't want to, like, go over 12 feet just to get to his wife. He said, get the queen-size bed. Now, we have the queen-size bed, and we are desperately searching for a king-size bed.
Yeah.
For a new bed frame, all of it. We want the king-size bed now after 20-some years.
Well, because be honest, like, when it comes to the entire, let's say the average person gets 6 hours of sleep, right?
Okay.
In those 6 hours, how many of them do you want to be right up against your partner?
Because I don't.
I'm like,
not anymore.
Like,
maybe
less than
15 minutes.
Yeah.
I lost it, Josh.
Less than
60 seconds, it's all I need. No, I'm telling you, like, the fact that so much is made about, like, skin-to-skin contact and how it's, like, no, most people want their own space when they're sleeping because any little bit causes discomfort. Like,
well, she snores and I sweat the bed. So, like, after we're good. After 20 some years, I don't need to be right there next to her.
No.
Just give me the king size bed. I want to spread. I want to starfish that.
I do too.
Almost said a bad word. I want to starfish in that bed.
We almost had to dump you
that
this
was
week.
Dumped me. Yeah. So so you can come together for your 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And then go to the opposite ends of the bedroom.
Get the
Alaska away
king.
From
yeah.
me. Get away.
You want that space.
Get
you
out
do.
Of here. Anyway, so there's your marriage tip from Matthew McConaughey that I do not agree with at all.
Is he married?
But then again,
years
and years with kids. Then again, you know, I bet every woman listening right now would like a queen-size bed with Matthew McConaughey. Yeah.
I know, right?
True.
If Matthew McConaughey's in that bed, I just need a twin.
Katie's like, give me that twin. Give me that full-size bed, please.
I was just sleep on Matthew McConaughey, actually. I don't even need a bed.
All right.
Now let's go get
All right, Katie. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Gross.
That sounds just like him.
Yep.
All right.
Do we have any sports crap?
We do.
Well,
we got some big news, Jer. I talked to you earlier about playing that Celebrate song. Get it ready because the Rockies are not the worst team in the MLB. Over the weekend, they got win number 42. Woo! And banners everywhere the stadium were raised saying, "Your Colorado Rockies 2025, not the worst team in MLB history."
Yes. How funny, though, that we have to celebrate not being the worst. You know what? The White Sox can have that one.
They can, and we beat them by one game. So they actually
got
win number 42 and 43 over the weekend. So the Rockies for sure are not the worst team in MLB history. But their home games wrapped up over the weekend, as their season will come to a very disappointing close. 3 years in a row of losing 100-plus games. That is not a record that you like to have at all. But officially not the worst team in the league, and that will belong to the Chicago White Sox for at least another year because that happened to them in 2024.
Yeah.
So last year.
Yeah.
The Rockies can celebrate, baby. Take
all
that
right.
huge sigh of relief. Go Rocks, and there's always next year.
Oh, that's right.
Goodness.
All right, Katie, what other local stuff?
Well, we would want to talk about the thing going on right now, I-25 and 84th, the hydrochloric acid that was spilled right there on the interstate. They shut the whole thing down. Be careful. That is going to screw up your morning commute if you have to make it past 84th at all. So
is that going to go right through the street?
Yeah,
that'll dissolve it, right?
I was watching the story on this. The guy, they said the FedEx driver did everything right.
Okay.
He saw it leaking, pulled off the road, got onto a side dirt road, and called authorities immediately. He's like, the best thing this guy could have done is got on a dirt road because it's absorbing it, and they can make cleanup way easier.
Oh, what a smart guy.
I know. They're like, this guy nailed it.
But who's ordering hydrochloric acid from FedEx?
Oh, I know. Whatever the case is.
Spilling
we
out
just
of
wanted to, get the
battery?
Word out. That is causing some issues.
Yeah,
hey, how about this one? So a seasonal shuttle is expected to start up Memorial Day weekend next year. And it's a little RTD shuttle that is going to start in Golden and make its way all the way up to Red Rock. So absolutely free. The planned destinations include Dinosaur Ridge, Matthews Winters Park, Red Rocks Trading Post, and then downtown Morrison and the Morrison Natural History Museum. So they're hoping that it's going to alleviate a lot of the traffic during that time for folks who are just going up to Red Rocks, just going up to spend the day hiking or go see a show or whatever. I love this. I wish that it departed closer in Denver. Like, Union Station or something? Because talk
where's
about
it leaving out of?
It's leaving out of Golden. So it's going to start in Golden and then make its way between Golden and Morrison. Again,
it's
all
not
free
that
of
far.
Charge. It's not. I'm hoping, again, that they're going to then start bringing it closer into the city. Maybe we'll get
yeah, that's
a stop,
where they need it.
You know, yeah, maybe they'll get a stop in Littleton and then downtown Denver and make their way out there. But as of right now, Golden is where it's starting, which is a start.
Which I'd rather go park in Golden, grab a shuttle, than make my way out of Union Station and get on a shuttle.
Well,
Barf
you make
town.
A good point there. But for all the people who are from the city, that's the thing is they were like, I can't tell you how many people from the inner city who are like, I've never even been to Red Rocks, you know? And so this is just kind of one way or more way for people to see the entirety of the state. And I like it. I'm for it. So again,
I love this
Memorial
for shuttle.
Day, I love this for your shuttle journey. Memorial Day weekend is when it'll start up. Casa Bonita's got a crazy story going on right now. So there's claims that the restaurant unlawfully eliminated its beloved roaming characters. So here's what happened. You know, Black Bart, Captain Isabella, Amazon Annie, and the Sheriff. So they were told that they're not going to need their services between, like, I don't know, end of September and then the beginning of November. So all of the Halloween season, right? And they're like, yeah, we don't need your services for these characters. And the characters are like, wait a second, we're part of the labor union. You can't just not give us shifts because it's included in the labor union, right? The union. Hmm. So the characters are suing or at least filed a complaint against Casa Bonita because they're like, you can't just eliminate our characters. And then Casa Bonita's like, wait a minute, we are just putting them on pause because we have our first Halloween pop-up, Casa Bonita. So they're kind of like telling the characters, we don't need you for this month. And the characters are like, but you can't do that. Like, we have to work. It's part of our contract, part of our union contract. So now it's kind of a little messy.
Would it
it's
be
a little
without
messy
pay?
Over there in Lakewood. Yeah,
I'm wondering
I don't
if
know.
It's without pay or
this is intense.
They're like, the characters are like, we've been told that this is just an imminent elimination. So our characters are going to be eliminated. Casa Bonita's like, no, we didn't say that.
It's just for Halloween.
It's just for Halloween. But
still, why can't they keep them around for Halloween?
Yeah, they said they didn't want to confuse the guests with the characters in costume. So that's why they put a pause on Black Bert, Captain Isabella, Amazon Annie.
Well, if they're getting
the
paid,
Sheriff.
Then just take
I know,
a break.
It's very
relax.
Confusing.
Kick your feet up.
That's what I thought. It's very confusing, but again, they have filed a complaint. So Casa
I also
Bonita,
don't think the customers care all that much.
I know. I don't think it's. I don't know why we can't have everybody dressed in costume. It sounds like a good time to
I want
to
go in costume.
Right? I want to go in costume. So we'll keep our eye on this and see what happens with Captain Isabella.
Yeah,
and
please
such.
Keep us updated on this.
But this one is what I thought you'd really love.
What do you have?
The Denver Zoo has an unlikely pair, and I just love it. So it's Baya. She's a 16-year-old howler monkey, and 6-year-old Rebecca is a capybara. Capybara. How do you say it?
Capybara.
Capybara. So the big hamster-looking thing.
Yeah,
right?
They're delicious.
Yeah. No, Jeremy, you don't eat them.
Jeremy.
No, put it down,
I think
Jeremy.
They do, actually.
Put it down. Okay. So the capybara and the little 16-year-old howler monkey have become
they're
the
hooking
best
up?
Of friends. No.
Aww.
They have been
are they
put
hitting
in this,
it?
No. They've been put in this little area. Oh, gosh dang it. They've been put in this little area together where they are the only females. And they're surrounded by males. And they're like, kind of like me, where I'm like, oh, these guys. So they went, now they're the two females become the best of friends. And they're like, oh, we just want to hang out together all the time.
They go get mimosas together.
Rebecca and Baya are like found all around the zoo cuddling.
Really?
So it's like a big thing on social media.
Shopping at Crate and Barrel.
It's a big thing on social media right now.
They got their big fall hats on.
They've got pictures. They're doing their pumpkin spice journey. They've got their long boots on. Yeah, exactly. Their vests. They're out at the pumpkin patch taking pictures. That's exactly it. But it's very
now you're
cute.
Just getting ridiculous.
It's very cute because typically these two species would not be besties, but because the zoo put them together and they're just like, they're the only females, so they were attracted to each other. And now
that's
little Rebecca
really cute.
Rebecca gives little Baya little piggybacks all around the zoo. And so
I love
it's
that.
Like a bunch of social media everything. Like people are posting pictures of this and being like, look at this little unlikely pair.
That's
and
cute.
One person on social media said,
yeah.
Animals can teach us a lot. Love one another. We are all in this together.
Give me a piggyback ride, Katie.
I know. I want want to, all around the
Get
station.
Get on all fours while I ride you around.
Oh, God.
I learned it from the animals.
Oh, you had to turn it to that, too.
What? I just want you to, I want to ride your back.
You have such a skill of turning.
I'm like a little monkey.
Heartwarming moment. Let me ride you around the studio,
Katie.
Katie
with me on her back.
You're so bad. That probably will be me, though.
We got to get to the cash clock. Yeah. can we find a picture of the capybara and the monkey?
And then
with
you
want to
Photoshop our
pictures. Can you and I recreate it?
Okay. Let's do that.
Please? Please? Please?
Let's do it. That's the social media thing for today.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Deal.
Yeah!
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.